I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. If you know Tim Hortons, you know they are to Canada what Dunkin' Donuts is to us here in New England. Tim Horton himself was a famous hockey player, but the king of this Canadian coffee and donut empire was a man named Ron Joyce. Joyce died yesterday, aged 88. He grew up poor and made his fortune and reputation as a ruthless businessman. He did give part of his wealth to helping kids. The Tim Horton Children's Foundation, for example, runs a network of summer camps for underprivileged kids. Might not sound like much until you start to speak with some of their alumni. Sheila Cole is one of them.
I grew up in a big city just outside of Toronto called Mississauga. My parents split when I was really young, and I was primarily raised by my mom. And, and she had an undesirable youth herself, and there wasn't a lot of resources available. I grew up in a house with three of my five siblings. We were low income. You know, we had a level of dysfunction, and we needed support. When I was seven, I was enrolled into the Big Brothers Big Sisters program. And through that program, was introduced to the Tim Hortons camp and be exposed to fun and childhood and adventures. It was pretty incredible.
So this new sense of kind of fun and enjoying your childhood at this camp, I mean, that mm-hmm. was kind of in contrast to what you were living in Mississauga. I mean, because weren't you like living by yourself at some point in your teens?
Yeah. So in my teens, it was pretty, there was quite a few challenges that I faced. My dad passed away when I was 14, and I didn't really get to know him as well as I wish I had. My sister ran away from home, and then I too at 16 was living on my own in an apartment. And yeah, I had to grow up really fast.
So you go to this camp that Ron Joyce founded, the Tim Hortons camp. I mean, was there an experience that you remember at camp that kind of stayed with you, and maybe looking back at it now, you see a useful life lesson?
Many. Like, they had a leadership program, and they still have that. And it's really strategically developed. And it's 10 days at camp, but 6 of those days you spend on a canoe trip. And you portage canoes, you're paddling for kilometers at a time. You know, I'm a very small girl. I'm, as an adult now, even just 110 pounds, but I, you know, portaged a canoe by myself for 10 kilometers.
Wow.
And which is incredible and such a huge accomplishment for a kid. But beyond that is you just feel like, wow, I just did something I didn't think I could. And you start to believe in yourself, you know?
Yeah.
One thing that I absolutely didn't like is having people feel sorry for me. And there was not a time at camp that I felt that the counselors felt sorry for us.
I mean, that's a really powerful lesson. But I'm wondering, do you connect those lessons to Tim Hortons Donuts and Ron Joyce?
Absolutely. I am the camp. Is the life lessons that they teach you. Like I said, it's very strategically developed, and they're empowering you and they're encouraging you. And I'm a mom. So those are things that I do with my children. I'm giving them a voice, which is something that the camp is at the top of their priority list, is making you feel like you're valuable. And then also teaching you, life skills, like what you need to enter the workforce. They help you build a resume. They help you, you know, look for bursaries to go to college and university and some things that you didn't think. And these are skills that I was able to, you know, continue to use in my life, but I'll also be able to continue to use going forward with my own kids.
That's really cool. So apparently you survived childhood. What are you?
I did.
What are you doing now?
I am actually a nurse at the local hospital. I'm a mom to two little girls. I'm a wife to a pilot. I'm busy, but I'm very happy, and I look at my life sometimes and I recognize how fortunate I am and how beautiful my life has become.
Sheila Cole, nurse, mother, really appreciate your taking the time to share your thoughts about the late Ron Joyce of Tim Hortons Donuts and how his philanthropic work helped change your life. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.